in 2015, the Affordable Care Act's employer mandate kicks in. Companies with 100 or more full-time equivalent workers must offer health insurance to at least 70% of employees. The following year, businesses with 50 to 99 employees must also offer insurance. Behind these mandates are complicated requirements that some businesses are struggling to comply with, and as Patty White reports, a Maine State Chamber forum in Augusta today attempted to provide some answers.
Harrison Clark is president of Service Master Contract Services in Bangor. He has 60 full-time equivalent employees, which means he's got another year before he needs to comply with the employer mandate. But Clark says he'll need all the time he can get to figure out how to help his employees get health insurance and still stay competitive in the cleaning business.
Because if I go to my customers, some of whom are in this room, and say, it's going to cost $3 an hour for health insurance for my employees if I buy it as the employer and make it affordable, I need you to pay me more. They, of course, turn around and say, well, XYZ company will do it for less.
While Clark has until 2016 to decide what to do, other businesses, those with 100 or more full-time equivalent employees, must meet the employer mandate next year, in 2015. The key phrase here is full-time equivalent, because, as president of Cross Employee Benefits Michael Deshane, some employers who don't think they fall under the mandate actually do.
So here's an example. So we have a restaurant.
And let's say that restaurant has 20 full-time employees, those that work 30 hours or more, like managers, owners, and cooks. But they also have a lot of part-time wait staff. That restaurant needs to add all those part-timers' weekly hours together and divide by 30 to see how many amount to full-time equivalents.
You know, many of these will easily fall into the applicable large employer category, at least at the over 50 level, and for some, even at the over 100 level. And so, aggregating and properly identifying your employees once again becomes, you know, a vital part of this whole law. And that's one provision that really is not well understood.
Employers that fall under the mandate but don't offer insurance face fines of $2,000 per employee, excluding the first 30 employees. And if an employer does offer health insurance but it's not considered affordable, there's a $3,000 penalty for every employee that instead goes to the online marketplace and receives a subsidy. If all these requirements make your head spin, you're not alone.
I think the number one thing I would recommend is to have some advice, to get a lawyer, get a CPA, and someone that knows this stuff and is following this stuff, because it changes day to day, and significantly changes day to day.
Katie Mahoney, the executive director of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, says she's keeping an eye on the outcome of a pending Supreme Court case that will decide whether states with federally facilitated marketplaces can award subsidies. Mahoney says if that provision of the law is struck down, it would eliminate the penalties for employers in states like Maine that don't have state-based exchanges.
Recall that the penalty is triggered when a full-time employee goes to the exchange, says, I don't have affordable minimum value coverage through my employer, and I should, and therefore gets a premium tax credit. If there are no premium tax credits awarded, that trigger would never happen in those states.
Mahoney says it would be unfortunate for the citizens of states that didn't create state-based exchanges to pay the price and lose access to affordable health insurance. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.